How to handle criticism without taking it personally. Criticism, whether delivered constructively or carelessly, has a way of striking at the very core of our being. That sinking feeling in your stomach, the sudden heat rising to your cheeks, the defensive thoughts that instantly flood your mind, these are universal human experiences when someone critiques our work, our choices, or our character. Yet the ability to receive criticism without letting it diminish your self-worth is one of the most valuable skills you can develop in both professional and personal life. In today's fast-paced, hyper-connected world, feedback comes at us from all directions: performance reviews, social media comments, client feedback, peer evaluations, and even casual remarks from friends and family. Learning to handle criticism effectively isn't just about protecting your ego, it's about unlocking growth opportunities, improving relationships, and building the resilience needed to thrive in challenging environments. This comprehensive guide will explore why criticism often feels so personal, provide practical strategies for separating feedback from self-worth, and teach you how to transform criticism from something you dread into something you can use to your advantage. The psychology behind taking criticism personally. Understanding why criticism triggers such strong emotional responses is the first step toward mastering your reaction. Our brains are wired to perceive social threats in much the same way they perceive physical threats. When someone criticizes us, it activates the same neural pathways that respond to danger, triggering our fight or flight response. Childhood programming and early experiences. For many people, the tendency to take criticism personally stems from childhood experiences. If you grew up in an environment where criticism was delivered harshly, inconsistently, or accompanied by withdrawal of love and approval, your brain may have learned to associate feedback with threat. This programming can linger into adulthood, causing you to react defensively even to well-intentioned constructive feedback. The ego's protective mechanisms. Your ego, the part of your identity that maintains your sense of self, works hard to protect itself from perceived attacks. When criticism comes your way, your ego quickly assesses whether this feedback aligns with or challenges your self-concept. If it challenges your self-image, your ego will often respond with defense mechanisms: denial, rationalization, projection, or counterattack. Social connection and belonging needs. Humans are fundamentally social creatures with a deep need for belonging and acceptance. Criticism, particularly when delivered publicly, can feel like a threat to your social standing and connections. This triggers what psychologists call social pain, which activates the same brain regions as physical pain. Separating the message from the messenger. One of the most powerful shifts you can make is learning to separate the content of the criticism from the person delivering it and the manner in which it's delivered. This mental separation allows you to evaluate feedback objectively rather than reacting emotionally. Consider the source. Before internalizing criticism, ask yourself, is this person qualified to offer this feedback? Do they have relevant expertise or experience? What might be their motivation for offering this criticism? Are they trying to help you improve, or might they have other agendas? Evaluate the delivery method. Sometimes, valuable feedback comes wrapped in poor packaging. The delivery might be harsh, insensitive, or poorly timed. Learning to look past the delivery to assess the underlying message is a crucial skill. Ask yourself, if this feedback were delivered more skillfully, would it still be valid? Separate fact from interpretation. Criticism often contains both factual observations and personal interpretations. Learn to distinguish between what actually happened, the facts, and what the critic thinks about what happened, their interpretation. Facts you can verify, interpretations you can consider alongside other perspectives. Practical techniques for emotional regulation. When criticism triggers that initial emotional reaction, having practical techniques to regulate your emotions can prevent you from reacting in ways you might later regret. The pause and breathe technique. When you receive criticism, your first instinct might be to respond immediately. Instead, practice pausing. Take a deep breath literally. This simple act activates your parasympathetic nervous system, slowing your heart rate and reducing the intensity of your emotional response. Count to 10 silently before responding. Reframe your perspective. Instead of viewing criticism as a personal attack, reframe it as information that could help you improve. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How might this feedback help me grow? This cognitive reframing shifts your focus from defense to curiosity. Practice detached observation. Imagine you are watching the situation unfold from a distance, as if you are an objective observer. What would this neutral observer notice about the criticism, your reaction, and the dynamics at play? This mental distance can provide valuable perspective. Use the thank you response. Even when criticism feels unfair or poorly delivered, responding with "Thank you for sharing that perspective" maintains your professionalism and keeps the conversation productive. It doesn't mean you agree with the criticism, it simply acknowledges that you've heard it. How to extract value from criticism? Not all criticism is created equal, but almost all criticism contains some potential value if you know how to extract it. Developing this skill transforms criticism from something to avoid into something to seek out. Look for patterns. If you receive similar feedback from multiple sources, pay attention. While any single piece of criticism might be off base, repeated feedback on the same issue likely indicates an area worth examining. Ask clarifying questions. Instead of getting defensive, ask questions to better understand the criticism. Can you give me a specific example of what you mean? What would you suggest I do differently? How do you see this affecting the outcome? These questions demonstrate openness while gathering valuable information. Identify actionable insights. Sort through the criticism to find specific, actionable insights. General comments like "you need to be more organized" are less helpful than specific suggestions like "using a project management tool might help you track deadlines more effectively." Separate personality from performance. Sometimes criticism blurs the line between who you are and what you do. Learn to distinguish between feedback about your actions, which you can change, and feedback about your character, which may reflect the critic's perspective more than your reality. When criticism isn't valid, learning to discern. While much criticism contains valuable insights, some criticism reflects the critic's issues more than your own. Learning to discern when to take feedback seriously and when to let it go is equally important. Recognize projection. Sometimes people criticize in others what they dislike or struggle with in themselves. If criticism seems unusually harsh or doesn't align with feedback from other sources, consider whether the critic might be projecting their own insecurities or shortcomings onto you. Consider the context. Criticism delivered in the heat of anger, frustration, or stress often contains more emotion than useful information. Similarly, feedback given publicly might be more about establishing dominance than helping you improve. Trust your internal compass. While being open to external feedback, don't abandon your own judgment entirely. If criticism contradicts your values, your experienced intuition, or consistent feedback from trusted sources, it might be worth questioning. Know when to set boundaries. Some criticism crosses into disrespect or abuse. Learning to set clear boundaries "I'm open to constructive feedback, but I need it delivered respectfully" protects your well-being while maintaining open communication. Professional vs. personal contexts. The way you handle criticism may vary depending on whether it occurs in professional settings, personal relationships, or public forums. Understanding these contexts helps you respond appropriately. Professional criticism. In workplace settings, criticism often relates to specific tasks, projects, or professional behaviors. The stakes can feel high because your livelihood may be involved. In these contexts, focus on maintaining professionalism, seeking clarity, and demonstrating your commitment to improvement. Personal relationships. Criticism from friends, family, or romantic partners often feels more personal because these relationships touch on deeper aspects of your identity. Here, the delivery and timing matter greatly. It's often helpful to address both the content of the criticism and how it was delivered. "I want to hear what you're saying, but the way you're saying it makes it hard for me to receive it." Public and online criticism. In today's digital age, criticism can come from strangers on social media, review platforms, or public forums. This type of criticism often lacks context and can be particularly harsh. Developing a thick skin while still remaining open to valid feedback is crucial in these spaces. Building long-term resilience. Handling criticism effectively isn't just about individual techniques, it's about building fundamental resilience that allows you to navigate feedback without losing confidence or momentum. Cultivate self-awareness. The better you know yourself, your strengths, weaknesses, triggers, and patterns, the less threatened you'll feel by external feedback. Regular self-reflection helps you maintain perspective when criticism comes your way. Develop a growth mindset. Those with a growth mindset, believing abilities can be developed, handle criticism better than those with a fixed mindset, believing abilities are innate. Embrace the belief that you can always improve, and criticism becomes valuable information rather than a judgment of your inherent worth. Build a support system. Having trusted colleagues, mentors, or friends who can provide balanced perspective helps you process criticism healthily. They can help you separate valid feedback from noise and maintain your confidence during challenging moments. Practice self-compassion. When criticism stings, treat yourself with the same kindness you would offer a friend. Acknowledge that receiving criticism is difficult, recognize that everyone receives feedback, and remind yourself that your worth isn't determined by any single piece of criticism. Conclusion. Learning to handle criticism without taking it personally is a journey, not a destination. It requires ongoing practice, self-reflection, and sometimes, a conscious choice to respond differently than your initial instincts might suggest. The rewards, however, are immense: improved relationships, accelerated professional growth, reduced stress, and greater emotional freedom. Remember that the goal isn't to become immune to criticism that would mean closing yourself off to valuable learning opportunities. Rather, the goal is to develop the emotional intelligence and resilience to receive criticism, evaluate it objectively, extract what's useful, and let go of what's not. As you practice these skills, you'll find that criticism loses its power to derail you and instead becomes another tool in your personal and professional development toolkit. You'll spend less energy defending yourself and more energy growing into the person and professional you aspire to be. Ultimately, how you handle criticism says more about your character and maturity than the criticism itself says about you. By choosing to meet feedback with openness, curiosity, and resilience, you demonstrate the very qualities that make great leaders, collaborators, and individuals.